Another hour of Little Steven's Underground Garage follows the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
Hamas says Israeli soldier likely killed in strike and factory blast kills 65 in China. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. The armed wing of Hamas says it does not know the whereabouts of an Israeli soldier that Israel has accused it of abducting, but speculated that he was likely killed in an Israeli airstrike. The group said today in a statement it had lost contact with its fighters in the southern Gaza Strip, where Israel says the soldier was abducted. Hamas said it believes all members of its group in the southern Gaza Strip have died in an Israeli airstrike, along with the Israeli soldier. U.S. President Barack Obama has called on Hamas to immediately and unconditionally free the soldier to show that Hamas is serious about trying to resolve the situation in Gaza.
If they are serious about trying to resolve this situation, that soldier needs to be unconditionally released as soon as possible.
Late Friday, U.S. Congress approved $225 million in emergency funding for Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system, sending the measure to President Obama to be signed into law. Chinese officials say 65 people have been killed and more than 100 injured in an explosion at a factory in eastern Kunshan City. Authorities say the explosion occurred at 7:30 today local time in an automobile wheel hub grinding workshop owned by a Taiwanese firm. A preliminary investigation showed that this morning's blast was probably caused when dust in an enclosed room was exposed to a spark or flame. The local city government said 45 bodies were pulled from rubble. Another 20 people died later in hospitals. Many of the injured had severe burns. The head of the World Health Organization is warning the presidents of West Africa's Ebola-stricken nations that the outbreak is moving faster than efforts to control it. WHO Chief Margaret Chan says if the epidemic continues to worsen, the consequences could be catastrophic in terms of lost lives and socioeconomic disruption. Dr. Chan met with the presidents of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone Friday in Guinea's capital. The leaders gathered to finalize a $100 million emergency response that will include deploying hundreds more workers to their countries. Dr. Chan said the leaders also agreed to send security forces to isolated rural areas where most of the Ebola cases have been detected.
They agreed to focus special attention to the cross-border areas, you know, where the three countries, you know, meet. The common borders is an area which account for 70% of the Ebola cases.
President Obama said Friday that the United States is closely following the situation in West Africa ahead of a summit next week in Washington for nearly 50 African leaders. He said African officials from at-risk countries will be screened for the disease before entering the United States. President Obama is defending his handling of conflicts in Gaza and Ukraine as the fighting in both places shows no sign of letting up despite U.S. diplomatic efforts this week. VOA's White House correspondent Luis Ramirez has more.
At a White House briefing Friday, President Obama hoped to focus on positive job growth numbers. Instead, he dealt with questions on the failure of U.S. diplomatic efforts to secure a ceasefire in Gaza and stop Russia's intervention in Ukraine. European nations joined President Obama this week in imposing tougher new sanctions on key Russian sectors, something the U.S. administration had been threatening for months. Short of going to war, he said there are going to be constraints in terms of what the U.S. can do to stop Russian interference in Ukraine.
What we've done is impose sufficient costs on Russia that, objectively speaking, they should, President Putin should, want to resolve this diplomatically.
Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed an immigration bill aimed at addressing the crisis along the U.S.-Mexico border. You can read more about this story at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In Bosnian, we say najbolji svjetski izbor muzike na glasu Amerike.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
Hello, this is Ali McKenzie from the English Birds, and you are with Little Stephen in the Underground Garage, which is a very, very cool place to be.
I've been around now for a very long time. Many more years, well, I survived. I need you, baby. I need you so. Don't you ever, ever let me go. You're on my mind, I tell ya. You're on my mind, I tell ya. You're on my mind, oh yeah. You're on my mind. I'm no good. I can't do without you. You're on my mind, oh yeah. You're on my mind. met you, you was not alone. Then I took you, put you in my home. Now I think about you, both night and day. I'm rather glad you came my way. I'm no good without you. I can't do without you. You're on my mind, oh yeah. You're on my mind. You're on my mind, I tell ya. You're on my mind, I tell ya. You're on my mind, oh yeah. You're on my mind. You're on my mind, I tell ya. You're on my mind, I tell ya. You're on my mind, oh yeah. You're on my mind.
We started that set with one of the Birds' best.
Like a bird.
You don't love me. Yeah, it's a Bo Diddley song, and it was the B-side of their first single, which we closed the set with. We'll get there in a minute. Once again, Allie McKenzie, one of the great underrated lead singers. Ronnie Wood, Tony Monroe, and Pete McDaniel. Ronnie Wood playing amazing guitar in 1964. Amazing, right? I mean, incredible, right? We ain't got nothing yet. Blues with Goose out of the Bronx. Psychedelic Lollipop. Maybe the coolest album title ever. 1966. Pretty Little Angel Eyes. Curtis Lee from Yuma, Arizona. Backed by the Halos. Produced by Phil Spector. Written by Tommy Boyce and Curtis Lee. One of my favorites growing up. 1961. Giant Thunders and Heartbreakers. Born to Lose from their first album. LAMF. Johnny wrote it. Speedy Keen produced it.
Barefoot in the Car Park was Groovy Uncle with Susie Chunk out of Cardiff, Wales, with what has to be the analog record of the year. That thing sounds like it never went anywhere near anything digital. And we love that. Of course, it also has to be cool in order to qualify as the coolest song in the world, which it was.
And we close with the A-side of the Birds' first single, You're On My Mind, written by Ronnie Wood. Just in time for the Midsummer Freakout.
Our mission statement.
Play the world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from Stockholm, Sweden. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage. Something we can't get enough of around here. Stupidity.
So low in the pouring rain on the cloud.
Chris.
And Lewis.
And Kelly.
We're the Dolly Rocks.
You're listening to Little Steven's Underground Garage, where the coolest records ever are played. Don't turn your channel. Why? Because he's awesome.
Trying to giggle, but wound up with a sob behind a partition in a Turkish bath when the blonde and naked angel came to pierce them with a sword, who lost their love boys to the three old shrews of fate, the one-eyed shrew of the heterosexual dollar, the one-eyed shrew that winks out of the womb, and the one-eyed shrew that does nothing but snip the intellectual golden threads of the craftsman's loom.
dear friends. Today we benefit from my highly successful book, How to Teach a Mean Bully a Lesson at the Beach. First, it is essential to find a lovely young girl in front of whom you can show off by defending her honor. Pardon me, lovely lady, but I wish to defend your honor should a big, rough, mean, loathsome bully kick sand in your eyes and... Which brings us to point two. Always be careful in selecting a real lady to defend.
Dum, 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 you're ready. Dum, 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 you're ready. See that girl smiling so brightly. Dum, 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 you're ready. Well, then she's cool and reckon brightly. Dum, 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 you're ready. She's good looking, I ain't frightened. Dum, 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 you're ready. Gonna show you why they call me like.
Set with our coolest song of the world this week, Baby It's You, from one of our favorite groups, Stupidity, out of Stockholm, Sweden. The new album is called Four, F-O-R-E. Is it their fourth album? They being cute? Do they play golf? Not very often in Sweden, huh? Oh, there's some great Swedish golfers. Can't think of any right now. Dennis is the golfer around here, our inevitable producer. They actually get extra points for being a golfer from Scandinavia. It's like the Jamaican bobsled team or the Brazilian hockey team. You know, they should get some extra, you know, extra handicap there. Anyway, but we digress. What the hell were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Stupidity. Produced by Connie Wall. Yeah, Aaron's lead vocal, PA, guitar, Miss Anna on bass. Oh, she's ferocious. And Tommy Boy on the drums. They've been doing some shows with Palmyra Delran and the fabulous combination. Stupidity. With Baby It's You, our coolest song in the world this week.
Ramblin' Gamblin' Man was the great Bob Seger with the Bob Seger System. Written and produced by Bob and Punch Andrews, 1969. Still my favorite single of his.
Come and Get It is the Dolly Rots. Their latest is Barefoot and Pregnant. Cool Stuff, Kelly Ogden and the Gang. Produced by John Field and Louis Cabezas. Get it from thedollyrots.com.
Fun stuff. Elmore James, look on yonder's wall. 1961. Elmore, one of the legends of the blues.
Devil You Know was the ghost of a saber-toothed tiger. Project created by Sean Lennon and Charlotte Mule. Their latest album, Midnight Sun. A very interesting record. Definitely worth checking out.
And Call Me Lightning was that last string of very cool singles before they would break through with Tommy. Pictures of Lily, Call Me Lightning, and then Magic Bus. And then they finally broke even. Pete Townsend writing, Kit Lambert producing, 1968. Don't go nowhere, baby, because you need all the help you can get during the Midsummer Freakout. Look out.
Picking you up and making you feel good.
The world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
For a young girl growing up in Boston in the late 30s, early 40s, it was all about the bands and the movies. No, not rock and roll bands. They wouldn't be invented until Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters plugged in and went electric 10 years later. We're talking about a time before America would learn to be afraid, before our personalities were strangled, before our innovations were deemed too expensive, before our sense of adventure was canceled. It was a time when things were big, ideas were big, and the bands were big. I mean 20 to 25 musicians and a singer or two big. And she loved it. And if the bands were big, the movies were gigantic, shown in glorious, lush palaces of marble and velvet, transporting the 15-year-old girl to a desperately needed, glamorous, far-off fantasy land. Yes, the movies were a wonderful diversion from the war, but it was more than that. What did a young Italian-American girl, full of life, have to look forward to? And the oldest of five, no less, with a psychotically strict mother. This meant she was not only watched like a hawk, but had to cover for the others when they managed to make some fun of their drab existence. That's why the Catholic Church was so popular. All the wonderful rituals, the magnificently crafted environment, the Latin sermon, call and response, regal hierarchy. It was as close to showbiz as they were ever going to come. And the mandatory visiting of seven churches on Holy Thursday was their Woodstock. St. Lazarus, St. Mary's, Sacred Heart, Star of the Sea, St. Carmel, the convent at the top of the heights, and even the Irish church of St. Joseph's to see how the other half lived. She had no hobbies. As the oldest, it was all cleaning, sewing, cooking, and do good in school. For what? Oh no, she had to escape. She went to the movies four times a week, like the other kids in the suburbs of Jeffreys Point, Watertown, Cambridge, Belmont, East Boston. She went to her local theater in Orient Heights, the Orient Palace, during the week. I asked her why they called it Orient Heights. She said if you climbed the 88 steps to the top of the cliff at sundown, you'd see a Chinese sky. I said, Ma, what exactly does that mean? She said, you'd know it if you saw it. But on weekends, she went to the big city for the big show. The Lowe's Orpheum and the Metropolitan in Boston proper. Saturdays and Sundays, you got a big band live on stage, the Pathé newsreel, a cartoon, and a movie for somewhere between a quarter and 50 cents. She couldn't remember exactly. But the price back at the Orient Palace Wednesday nights for a movie was a quarter, and they gave you a free dish. Thursday afternoons, the price for a newsreel, cartoon, and a movie dropped to a nickel. And the fantasies couldn't be big enough. Bring 'em on. Gone with the Wind, Casablanca, Now Voyager, The Flying Tigers, Citizen Kane, Robin Hood, The Roaring Twenties. Big, baby. Cagney big. Bogart big. Betty Davis, Gene Kelly, Grace Kelly, Elizabeth Taylor, William Holden, John Wayne, Errol Flynn big. Then weekends, she'd put up with dates she mostly tolerated just to get to the totem pole. a teenage nightclub in Norumbega Park. There she'd see Louis Prima, Stan Kenton, Woody Herman, the Dorsey Brothers, Count Basie, Benny Goodman, Duke Ellington, and their singers, Tony Bennett and Joe Stafford, Ella Fitzgerald and the Mills Brothers, Al Hibbler, and oh yeah, Frank Sinatra. The girls liked the singers, the boys liked the bands. Nothing much has changed there. Everything's just gotten smaller, including, unfortunately, our dreams.
This town is a lonely town, not the only town like this town. This town is a make you town or a break you town and bring you downtown. This town is a quiet town or a riot town.
Afraid. That's why I couldn't get out of the car to see my Tess, my child.
Alan Swan, afraid? The defender of the crown? Captain from Tortuga, the last knight of the round table?
Those are movies, damn you. Look at me. I'm flesh and blood, life size, no larger. I'm not that silly hero I never was.
To me, you were. Whoever you were in those movies, those silly heroes meant a lot to me. What does it matter if it was an illusion? It worked!
A T and a toe. She hasn't got none yet. She just flew in from the coast, but she loves Broadway Bear. I got 35 but Brando's still the rage. Says he's working on his script. They say it's rated S. Midwest will never tell. It's starring Cary Grant and Valentino Vam and Charlie Chaplin's tram and Jolie Jolson-y Chan.
Up in the Standells at an original Mouseketeer. You're listening to Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you about my town. I'm going to tell you a big fat story, baby. It's all about my town. Yeah, down by the river.
Art Fern here today with today's fabulous feature film find. Nelson Eddy, Ed Barbar, Ozzie Nelson, Ozzie Davis, Betty Davis, the Schmutz, the Wonder Pig. In Flash Gordon zips open his spacesuit.
Keep me from forgetting it.
the past. Think about it, got to give it a chance. Got a feeling it's never gonna last now. Been looking for someone like you. Driving 90 miles an hour down a dead end street. Driving 90 miles an hour down a dead end street. I'll never walk away. Turn around and then I stay. And I'll never walk away from you. Hey! A tire tracks all across my back. My fun, but it's just another one. You got me shaking. Here comes the sun. See you later, 'cause I can't stick around anymore. Never met no one like you.
Come on and meet me at Mary's place.
Love,
meet me at
Yeah, we started that set dedicated to a story my mother told me with Frank Sinatra's This Town. It's Frank doing Nancy. Lee Hazlewood wrote it for Nancy. Bob Gaudio produced that, arranged by Klaus Obermann for The World We Knew. And I hear you, Frankie. 35mm Dreams was Garland Jeffries, from Ghost Rider Roy Sakala, producing 77. Dirty Water, little nod to my hometown, Myanmar. Ed Cobb writing and producing for the Standells.
90 miles an hour down a dead-end street. The Empty Hearts, baby. Yeah, brand new super group. Clem Burke, Elliot Easton, Wally Palmer, and Andy Bebuke. Four very cool cats forming what will be one of the great bands in Garage Land. And that's all there is. There is no sanctuary but the underground garage for the rebels of the wasteland. It used to be called rock and roll. The Empty Hearts, baby.
And we close with one of the great voices of all time, Sam Cooke's Mary's Place. The great Dave Hassinger engineering that. Renee Hall arranging. Sam writing and co-producing with Hugo and Luigi. And here's hoping you all find your way to Mary's Place tonight.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We are presented each and every week by the very cool Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos worldwide. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Go to hardrock.com. They're doing all kinds of cool things. Jimmy Allen bringing back the rock in the Hard Rock name. We are also brought to you by the United Alliance, UAVIP.org, a fantastic pipe fitters union that have made a priority out of giving jobs to our veterans as they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, training programs and really, really good jobs. They are setting a beautiful example for every corporation in America. Hopefully others will follow their lead. It's all very nice giving lip service to our military personnel. It's another giving them concrete jobs when they get home. If you're looking for cool musical equipment, go to Andy Bebuke's fabgear.com, B-A-B-I-U-K. He's got it all, vintage, new stuff. Tell him Little Steven sent you. He'll give you a Chesterfield Kings record. We are syndicated by unitedstations.com. If somebody bought you a radio station for Christmas, call them. They will send you this show. Our thanks to Jim Bertel, that voice of America, getting the show out to all parts of the world. We are produced by the inevitable Dennis Mortensen. Thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
We must be in heaven, man.
Nice ride.
Fuck the jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment.